President Obama says the time for talk on health care is over, that it's time for an up or down vote on an issue that has dominated debate in Washington for much of the past year. He went to a town in Missouri yesterday, his second trip out of Washington this week, to try to win support for the health care overhaul. NPR's Don Gagne was there.
The president is giving health care the hard sell. He wants a vote within a week before he leaves on an overseas trip. The White House isn't alone in saying that with midterm elections this year, this is the bill's last chance for passage. The president was inside a small high school gymnasium in St. Charles, Missouri yesterday. There were a few hundred supporters there, but mostly he seemed to be talking to members of his own party who are wavering or unsure and worried about paying a price politically if they vote for the health care bill.
So I don't know how the politics plays. But here's what I do know. The American people will be more secure with this reform. Our country will be stronger because of this reform. I don't know about the politics, but I know it is the right thing to do. And that's why I'm fighting so hard to get it done.
The president also addressed charges that the health care bill is too costly. He has long talked of using technology to make the system more efficient, yielding big cost savings. Yesterday, he had a new plan to promote as part of that. A 3-state pilot program is now going national. It uses independent auditors to track and reclaim Medicare and Medicaid overpayments.
The auditor, if they do a good job, they get a small percentage as a reward, and the taxpayer wins by getting huge sums of money that would otherwise be lost that we can then spend to provide care to people who really need it, or we can use to reduce the deficit.
He said it could save $2 billion over the next 3 years alone. Outside the school in St. Charles, several hundred protesters gathered to show the president their dislike of his plan. But there were plenty of friendly signs along the motorcade route as well. In the evening, he attended back-to-back fundraisers in St. Louis to raise money for Democratic congressional candidates. At the final event, the president's remarks grew more casual, even mocking in tone, when he described how he says much of Washington views him for taking on such issues.
The folks in Washington don't understand that I know they're not going to be popular. They can't believe I'm doing them. See, they just think I'm an idiot because I'm doing something that's not immediately popular.
As for how he's dealing with the biggest legislative fight of his presidency so far,
I don't get worn down. I wear them down. I don't get worn down.
The president has another health care rally scheduled for next Monday in Ohio, and even though he says it's time to stop talking about it, that it's time to vote, he's clearly not quite done yet. Don Gagne, NPR News, St. Louis.